something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear.
This is Alice Wolfley with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Donna Montag, who grew up in a wealthy Catholic family in upstate New York. She worked as a portfolios analyst on Wall Street before joining the Back to the Land movement in Elk.
In 1969, I graduated from college and I was actually working on Wall Street, a job at Merrill Lynch as a portfolio analyst. My job at Merrill Lynch, I felt like I was probably slightly treated differently than men, and I'm sure I was paid less. I'm sure I was. And that was kind of expected. And a friend of mine asked me to go to California, and I went with him, and he took me to a commune in Tacoma, Oregon, and I never went back.
And what were you expecting when you came to Mendocino County?
Something about living closer to the land. I mean, something about doing more for yourself. I don't know if I was expecting or thought about it. I was 26 years old when I moved here. But what was great about Elk was that it seemed like that there were old-timers that did not have prejudices against young people. So there's an old-timer here who actually gave some classes and had Back to the Landers over to his house. And he used to tell people, like, I don't know, you can't plant corn before May 15th. And
how did you meet your husband?
In front of the Elk store in Elk. And he had a child who was 4 years old, and his child came to my nursery school because I was teaching in nursery school for about a year.
3 years later, their daughter was born. At this time, the idea of natural childbirth was gaining popularity, and some doctors were advocating for a natural approach to birth in hospitals. Donna was one of the first women to give birth in a hospital with her husband and stepson present, without the use of pharmaceuticals.
There weren't very many births even at the Mendocino Coast Hospital then, and then a doctor came that wanted to do kind of a home birthing thing in the Mendocino Hospital, Dr. Goodman. But, I mean, this was a huge deal about how to have a baby, you know, at home and naturally. And I actually, it was, I think, the first or maybe the second birth at the hospital where the father participated and there was no drugs and our stepson was there. Another thing that you should probably know about me, though, is I'm one of the founding members of the Jewish community here. I read a lot of books when I was here because there was no television, there was no computers. There was a bookmobile, though, that came to Elk. So I read a lot of books, including a lot of books about Judaism. And I went to a meeting with maybe 25 people who were interested in connecting the Jews that lived here. And one of the things we talked about at the beginning of it was, what are the things that would make this be a different kind of community than the places that we came from? So we started this community that the principle of it is, if you live here and want to be Jewish, you're a member. What I was looking for since I left New York and my own family was a community that was as strong as a family connection, you know, and I feel that in my town community, and I feel that in my religious community. When I was a kid, I couldn't play sports. I didn't know any black people. You had to get married and live with your husband, and you may or may not be able to work after that. You had to be a housekeeper. You had to go to church on Sunday. You could not think for yourself. You did not write about things that were questioning. I mean, it's completely different. You know, many, many things. Obviously, there's some things with the government. It's still not telling us what it's really doing. You know, some things have not changed, but I think a lot more people are telling the truth. I think that what hippies and Back to the Landers and people that stuck with this concept did was actually change America. I'm really glad of the choices we made. And when my husband lost his vision 5 years ago, we decided that we wanted to keep doing it. We wanted to keep trying to grow fruits and vegetables, and we wanted to keep getting wood from our own property. We wanted to stay on solar, and I enjoy it, and so does he. But it's not easy, right?
You've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Alice Wolfley. We just heard from Donna Montag of Elk. You can hear short excerpts of this program on Thursdays during Morning Edition, and longer episodes Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. Archives of the program, along with photos, are available at kzyx.org. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and Grace Hudson Museum.
Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop.